I was waiting for you to go, me, 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 me. Clearing your throat.
9 second segment and nine. We were supposed to have us, Ira Hayes. It's a song by Johnny Cash about Ira Hamilton Hayes, born January 12th, 1923 in Sacaton, Arizona. August 26, 1942, enlisted in the Marines. December 12th, joined Company B, 3rd Parachute Battalion, Divisional Special Troops, 3rd Marine Division at Camp Elliott in California. He is one of the people, you see that historic image where the Marines are planting the flag on top of Iwo Jima. He is the third one to the from the base of the flag to the left. He's the third one there. Pima Indian, and on October 25th, this is wrong on my sheet, 1945, not 1995, 1945, he boarded his 11th and last ship home, returning to San Francisco on November 9th. He was honorably discharged on December 1st as a non-commissioned officer. Here's the question for our listener appreciation, and this is for Diamondbacks tickets against the Dodgers on June 4th. It's a text contest, so get ready to text the answer to 411-923. What was his highest rank, lieutenant, corporal, or major? Know that answer, text it in now, and between the end of this programming segment, we'll send you to the Diamondbacks as they take on the L.A. Dodgers.
So this segment, we're going to talk about National Hardware Show finds. I was there for the whole show a couple weeks ago, really enjoyed my time there, and I'm putting together some different topics. Next week, I'll have a list of Father's Day gifts ideas for you. We'll kind of walk through those. But this week, I wanted to cover a booth I found that was just amazing products on personal and home security. I have to tell you, it was the first time I'd ever been by myself on a business trip, and I wish I had met this company beforehand, because we have Sabre. They're specialist in security, and I have David Nance on the line with us, CEO of the company. How are you this morning, David?
I'm doing great, Jennifer. How about yourself?
Good, good. How's Chicago this morning?
It's great. It's windy. No surprise. It's soon to be rainy, and there's a big parade outside my window here on Wacker Drive. So a lot of noise, a lot of drums, a lot of people having fun. So it's exciting.
That is exciting. Hey, I just wanted to introduce you to our Arizona homeowners, and you guys have products all over the board. And I thought it'd be best, since it's a home improvement show, to talk about the home security products that you carry first. So tell me about what you have that would help people keep an eye on their house.
Fantastic. Yeah, so we are, we provide very reliable but very cost-effective solutions to protect your home when away or when sleeping at night. So, for example, one of our best-selling products is our door window alarm. For $14.99, you can simply attach a door window alarm to both your front and back door to have your main entrances covered. Those products are available at many of the mass merchant retailers throughout the United States, including Home Depot. So that's probably one of our most popular products. Another one that people really like, though, are the ones that actually prevent entry. So there's one thing actually to try to scare off an intruder or wake you if you're sleeping and deterring that that burglary. But also there are products like our doorstop alarm and our door security bar, which if they try to make entrance into your home, they will block that inward opening door from opening. And the door stop alarm, that actually sounds 120 decibel alarm, which can be heard up to 1,000 feet in every direction, which will wake you if you're sleeping, scare off that intruder, and possibly even notify your neighbors.
You know, David, one thing you pointed out is that people are buying these for one thing, I could have used it in the hotel in Vegas. I would have slept better. And then the Airbnbs, because people come and go. When you go to a hotel, you're pretty sure that they have changed the lock each time. You get a key just unique to your stay, and then it changes over for the next visitor. But at Airbnb, sometimes it's just a key, and someone can make a copy. You know, you just have no guarantee that no one else has a key.
Even the owner themselves actually could come in the middle of the night, and you have no way of stopping them because they have access to that.
Hey, David.
Yeah, you sleep better at night.
Hey, you hang on. I want to come back and talk about personal security, okay? Hang on.
Fantastic.